You are listening to a life-impacting message preached by Bishop Richard Ayi. Bishop Richard Ayi is the pastor of the First Love Church London, a denomination founded by Bishop Dag Heward Mills. The First Love Church is full of zealous young people who love and desire to work for the Lord. You will be encouraged and uplifted as you listen to this powerful message.
I'll be ready at 20, ready for the walk. I'll be ready at 20 for the work of God.
I must cherish the love of God. into you, into your presence, Lord. Jesus, open my eyes, take me behind the curtain. To the
Let's pray. Lift up your two hands and thank God for Jesus. Thank God for salvation. Thank Him for His help and His blessing. Just say thank you to God, okay? Just say thank you to Him. Thank Him, thank Him, thank Him, praise Him, praise Him. Thanking Him, thanking Him, thanking Him, thanking Him, thanking Him, thanking Him. Thank you, Father. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise your name. Be glorified. Be praised. In Jesus' name. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for your blessing. And thank you for the opportunity to be in your holy presence, Lord. Let your kingdom come and let your will be done amongst us. I thank you for this great opportunity to be in your presence, to share your word, to hear your word, to preach your word, to teach your word. I pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit to be with us in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Take your seats. Hallelujah. Okay, so I want us to start going through our new series is actually the name of your service. That's Ready at 20. Okay. So why am I talking to you about Ready at 20? Because I don't want us to lose our purpose. I don't want us to lose the reason why God saved us, why God called us, why God chose us. I don't want us to take the purposes of God for granted. I don't want us to lighten and then trivialize and think that, you know, things just happen by chance. Nothing happens by chance. And God is very much a God of purpose, a God of intentions. He has a plan. He has something He's doing. He doesn't just do anything. You didn't meet me by accident. In case you think that I'm your pastor by chance or we've met by chance, you are not spiritual. If that's your mind, then you're not spiritual. You know, so your choices, even your choices of life and things that you do in life, you always have to know that God has a plan. God has a plan, and God is planning something good. That's what the scripture says, that all things work together for good to them that are called according to His what? Okay, to His purpose. According to His purpose. According to His purpose. According to His purpose. Because He has a purpose. He calls you for a purpose. He calls you for a plan. He has a plan. He has something. He has something in His mind about you. There is something in His mind about you. That is why He calls you. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. The calling is according to His purpose. That is, with respect to His purpose. So the timing of your call, where you are called, where you are placed, where you are planted, all those things, it's a reflection, or it's to tell you that God has a purpose for you. So even the name of the service you are in, I don't want you ever to think that it's just some cool, cute name. Ready at 20. I don't want us to make that mistake. At least I don't want to make that mistake. So I want to remind you about what it means to be ready at 20, what you are ready for, what you are ready about, so that when I get to heaven, and in case it comes up as a question or as an issue, that you just took a name, ready at 20, and then you just come and jump and you just chant, ready at 20, ready at 20. He just said, I can say, no, I told them what it means to be ready, what they must be ready for. What they must be ready for and how they must be ready. Because you call them, I read, the first scripture I read on that day was Romans 8:28, that they are called according to his purpose. I'm called according to a purpose. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. My life is not an accident. My life is not an accident. Is your life an accident? No, my life is not an accident. At all. At all. When you think carefully about your life, you think about your friends, you even think about how you came to church. How you came to church. I mean, how somebody met you, invited you, or someone that you've known. The person said, let's go to church. And then you like the church. You stayed in the church. I'm here. I'm in church. I'm in church because I had a beloved who said she's seen a nice church. And she thinks that I'll like that church. That's how I came to this church. And she took me to this church. The church you see me in. It's my beloved who brought me to the church. I was a Christian already. But she wanted me to join the church where she goes to church. I'm sure she wants, when she looks across the room, she'll see me sitting there. So she said she's seen a nice, she said, I will like the church. She said, you will like it. Yes, here we are. I'm preaching in it. Yes, I must really like the church. I must really have liked the church. So it's not an accident. It's not by chance. It's not by chance. The time I went to the university, the time she came to the university for us to meet, for us to even be in the same fellowship and to meet and to know each other, to know this, you know, for me not to be irritated by her voice, for her not to be irritated by my voice, you know, oh, because you can hear someone's voice and then it's over. So you just say, no, I don't like the way you pronounce your T's. Yeah, there are some people who don't pronounce their T's. Yeah, they say things like Baasi. Yeah. Instead of saying butter, they say, can I have some butter? Can I have some butter, please? Can I have butter? So before I realize you are irritated by the way the person talks. Before I realize you have interpretations, you see, because your experiences makes you link some things to other things. So you hear someone say it's butter, they say, oh no, this person is, oh no. Because of an experience you've had. So when I say that I'm not irritated by the person's voice, I mean it. Or how the person speaks. Or how the person carries it. Because you don't know why somebody doesn't really flow with you. Or you don't know why somebody really likes you. The person likes because maybe you remind the person of a good experience. Or something nice. So you just take a liking for the person. Without even knowing. Are you though you've traveled? Yeah. So ready at 20 and your presence in ready at 20, I want to make it very clear to you that it is for a purpose. Then your salvation is very much linked to your calling. You are saved and called. You are not just saved. You are saved and called. I used to have a service in Nottingham called Saved and Called. They've changed it to Gospel Experience. Yes, you are saved and called. That's what the Bible says. It says that who has saved us? Why don't you start from where we can understand the English? Earlier verse. Okay. It says that, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of the Lord. Are you ashamed of the Lord?
No.
Are you ashamed that God has saved you?
No.
Yes. It says, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of the Lord, nor of me his prisoner. But be thou, are you ashamed of the prisoners of the Lord? People that God has called. Do you know that ministers are criticized, insulted, abused, I mean all sorts of things about them can be said only because they are ministers. If they were a plumber, nobody would say anything about. No, have you ever seen someone criticizing a plumber before? Even you wouldn't care. Or an electrician. But it's only because God has called the person, chosen the person, using the person. The whole world is interested in anything, even the type of toothpaste he uses. People will be interested in it. Now, what toothpaste does he use? So the scripture, are you ashamed because he's a prisoner of the Lord? But be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Wow. Who has saved us and called us with an holy calling? It's not an invitation for Mother's Day lunch. By the way, have you wished your mom happy Mother's Day today? Have you been nice to her today? You have? Okay. Even though she lives in the country that today is not Mother's Day, have you wished her Mother's Day? Happy Mother's Day. Okay. Have you ordered flowers to be delivered? Did you order flowers? He went to Australia all the way. Yes. I hope you have. Don't be mean, you know. She says, called us with an holy calling, not according to our works. You know your works. Don't you know your works? How many of you know your works? Do you think that you are saved and called according to that? No. Will he call you based on the amount of lies you have told? How many of you have told lies before? Lies. Is that why God called you? We called you because of the number of girls you have kissed. Do you think that is the basis of your calling? That the scripture is saying, holy calling. Be comforted. There is something greater and more powerful than your works. Yeah, thank God for God. Thank him that he has something greater, more powerful, that wipes out your works. Oh, yes. That's why he's saying that. It's not, you see, sometimes even parental love and care, the care that your parents have for you, it's not according to what you have done for them. Yes, it's according to what you have done for them. Because if you look at careful, you've embarrassed them even more than you've honored them. The things you've done, it's so embarrassing. But there's something greater than your misbehavior. Which is like parental love and care for you. So it's almost like, no matter what, this is my child. That's one of the greatest mistakes you can ever make, is go and criticize someone's child to the parent. You'll be surprised at what the parent will do to you. Oh yes. To go and talk to someone about their child, they don't like it at all. Talk about anything, every baby, talk about other people, but their own child. Nay, even if you give them evidence, they'll tell you that it's not true. Hey, don't touch somebody's child. Did you know that? No. You will see that there's something stronger that is backing the person. And that's what God is saying to us here, that look, you have been saved. You have been called. That he says that the calling is a holy calling, it's a special calling. Then he's saying that don't make a mistake. It's not according to your works. It's not according to your works. It's not according to what you have done or what you haven't done. Because some of us, even though we are called, God is calling you, bringing you closer, you still keep holding back because you feel you don't qualify. So he's saying that it is not according to your works. In case you don't understand holy calling, he's explained that it is not according to your works. But according to his own purpose, he has a plan for you. He has a plan. He has a plan. Yes. You thought you were going to the university of wherever you went, but he had a plan. He had a plan. That's why he didn't go to Manchester. He sent you to somewhere else. Because you wish you are going to University of Manchester. You ended up in UEL. Yes. Yes. You wanted to go to another church. He brought you to Ready at 20. Yes. You try to run away. You couldn't run. Oh, you couldn't run. You couldn't run. You try to run. When you run, then they come for you. You run, then they come for you. Then you are saying, what's your name? These already are 20 people. These first love churches, like, they won't let you sleep. No, they don't let you sleep. But it's all according to his plan. Even when you backslid, even though you gave reasons for your backsliding, even when you backslid, you were really missing the service. So sometimes without any encouragement, before that, you've crawled back. You crawl back coolly. Thank God for the humility to crawl back. Some can't crawl back. God's purpose for you must be strong. God has a plan for you, I'm telling you. He has a plan. And I really want you to respect this thing that God has a plan. God has a plan for you. And follow the plan of God. Follow the plan of God. You know, I always remember when my wife was telling me that I've seen the church. You really like it. Then she adds, I remember because of the thoughts I had that day. Because she said, if you don't like it, she said, Mighty, if you don't like it, then I don't know you. And I remember I was feeling, who is this? Who is this girl who feels like she knows me so? It's like, what do you even know about me? What do you even know about me that you feel? But you see, here we are. God, even though I could see a short girl speaking, but God was speaking through her. God was speaking to me and ordering my steps. And I went to the church. It was a Tuesday service. She said, I know you don't do anything on Tuesdays. You don't have anything to do on Tuesday evening. Hey, the person was confident, I'm telling you. Yes. She said, I know you are free on Tuesdays. I'll take you to this church. You will like it. She said, if you don't like it, Mighty, then I don't know you. And I said, let's go. I also went, isn't it? Yeah, I went. And when I went, I liked it. Oh, yes, when I went, I liked it. I really liked the pastor. I fell in love with the pastor immediately. But it was all according to his purpose. According to God's purpose. According to God's purpose. And Bishop Dak took interest in me. Right from my first few days or first few. He just took interest in me. He started talking to me. He started giving me work to do in the church. A little work here. Do this. Right. When I was appointed a pastor, I remember we were in a meeting. Then he asked in the meeting that, Mighty, how long have you been in the church? And I said, 6 months. Oh yeah, within 6 months, I was a pastor in the church. Yes. I always remember because he turned and looked at Bishop Sack and it's like, almost like, what have we done? Yes. Yeah. In a short time, according to his purpose. So you see, when you are around and even the pastor takes interest in you, don't be irritated. Don't think, you know, when a pastor is interested in you, someone is interested, if he smiles, you say, oh yeah, I've seen you. No, don't start ducking and diving because of your works. I want you to start believing in God's purpose for you. That God has a plan for you. God has a plan. God has something that he is doing. Oh, yes. was in Geneva in 1992, December 1992, when he wrote a letter to me that God has spoken to him to start a church in England. He wants me to be the pastor there. And I said, wow. Not because of the church, but I said, wow, my beloved is in London. Why not? I'm coming. Yes. If I tell you that the church was the first thing on my mind, that yes, church, I lied. I don't want to lie to you to say that, oh yeah, I'm going to preach in London. No. My beloved was living here. And I said, wow, God says church. I said, God, what? He's a very, very, he really likes me. Yes. Yes. It was a pleasurable command. Very easy to obey. Very easy to obey. I'm sure I thought to myself, God, give more of such instructions. Give more of such instructions. Yes. According to his purpose. According to his purpose. According to his purpose. So that you'll be invited to, and you're giving some work somewhere. But the work you are being given, see, I want you to be have spiritual eyes and spiritual discernment and faith enough to believe that it must be God. God is ordering my steps according to his purpose and then his grace. You see, he keeps throwing things in, so you don't mark yourself according to your deeds. His grace, his purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Beautiful. Take your seats. Yes. Yes. So when you hear ready at 20, I pray that you will become what you are supposed to become at 20. What the Bible says and what God says and what God is saying. Because you have not come here accidentally at all. 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 Thank God for the beloved that I had. But I can see that God had a greater purpose than just meeting a nice girl that you are happy with. Something greater. Far greater than having a wife. Oh, by far. By far. As far as even getting Bishop Kent a wife. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. God put him in the plan. He was not even born, but he was just put in the plan. That, you know. Yes. Yes. For his purpose and grace. I'm going to let this man follow this friend's instructions. And because of that, I'm going to get Kent a wife out of that. Maka patoli bikipi tataya. Yes. Purpose and grace. Purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Before the world began. Before the world began. No, today you are sitting in the chair, then you say that when Leanne came, she came to sit in your chair, so you are not coming to church again. You don't even understand. You don't even understand God. That's why you let a slight thing bump you out or derail you, that you are derailed from the purposes of God. Because Leanne came to sit in your chair. It looks like Leanne understands English. This one doesn't understand English. I think I'll talk to Leanne more. Yes, I think she understands English. Yes. Okay. Okay. You sit down for now. Yes. Yes. So. First thing, very quickly, let's go through this chapter. Ready at 20 for war. Let's read Numbers chapter 1, verse 3. For 20 years, from 20 years old and upward, are all that are able to go forth to war in Israel. thou and Aaron shall number them by their armies. So from 20 years old and upward, you are ready for war. Numbers chapter 1, verse 17. And Moses and Aaron took these men, which are expressed by their names. And they assembled all the congregation together in the first day of the second month. And they declared their pedigrees after their families by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward by their poles. As the Lord commanded Moses, so he numbered them in the wilderness of Sinai. Verse 20. And the children of Reuben. Pastor Benny has a way of pronouncing Reuben. It's what? Reuben. Yes. And the children of Reuben. Yes. Israel's eldest son, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, by their poles, every male from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Verse 24 says to us that, of the children of Gad, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Verse 26, of the children of Judah, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. So, you will see that the name ready at 20 is actually a call to war. The faith is a battle. That's what the scripture says, 1 Timothy. The scripture says, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. It says that, this charge I commit unto thee, Timothy, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou mightest by them war a good warfare. So the prophetic name that the service has, the prophetic name that the church has, that is first love. You have to fight to keep your first love. In the Christian faith, your Christian faith, you have to fight and keep your first love. You change as time goes on because you lose your first love. So you have to fight and battle to keep your first love for God, not your first girlfriend. But your love for God, it's one of the things you have to fight to maintain, that you still have zeal for God, love for God, devotion to God, commitment to God through the years. Because through the years, there will be battles that will take away your first love. That's why you see people who sing, they'll stop singing. People who pray, they'll stop praying. People who are always in church, they'll stop coming to church. People who sit in front in church will go and sit at the back. Because first love is going. First love is going. People who had willingness and interest to serve God, now it's like you have to beg them, prod them, encourage them, exhort them before they will do anything for God. Because first love is gone. First love is gone. When there was first love, you don't need to prompt them, you don't need to say anything. They were there. So you see, all you pastors, you have to make, your battle is to keep your first love. Your battle is 20 years, because 20 years from now, you'll only be in your 40s. Very, 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 very young. Almost 20 years younger than me now. And look at the energy I have. Oh, yes. Yes. 20 years from now, you'll still be young. you will not be anywhere near my age. You say it like that, it sounds serious. Let me not say it like that. 20 years from now, have your first love. Hey, Kapato Shibataya. It's going to be a fight for you. First love, before a fight to show that you've been ready since you were 20 and you are still in active service. So you start, you see, the name ready at 20 means that start early. Start at 20. Start at 20. Start the war of the faith at 20. Start it early. Stay with it. Stay with it. Don't wait till you are older. Don't wait till you are advanced in years and winds have blown and things have happened and things are good. No, start now. I don't want to ask you that. I would have asked you that. How old were you when you started your first sin that you are aware that I'm sinning? How old were you? I can see you've invited grown-ups to the service. That's what I would have asked you. How old were you when you first did it? But I don't know whether you've come with your mom. I don't want you to lift up your hand for mommy to collapse. Yes. Yes. Because up to today, she still thinks you're a virgin. Such that when we are getting you to be devoted to God, and devoted to the things of God. It's the same mothers, fathers who complain. You go to church too much, you do. But what they don't know, rather, is that you are being saved from an old life, which they have no idea about. No idea. No idea. They can't, even if we ask them dream, they can't even dream. They can't even imagine that my child knows it. I think I just told you that every parent believes in the child. I'm telling you, hey. Our children, we like our children. Oh, no, we like them. We like them. I'm telling you, we know about all the bad things in the world, but minus our children. As for our children, they've not seen some before. Is it not true? Will your parents know what you know? I'm sure you've determined never. As I'm even asking you the question, you are saying in your head, God forbid. God forbid. Head. Don't worry, I also won't tell them. Yes. But the only day I might be tempted to speak is when I see that they're saying that you shouldn't go to church or you shouldn't serve God or you stay in church too long. That is when I'll explain to them where you were staying before we found you and brought you to church. Where you were spending your hours and your time. Where they thought you were in the library. You were in the private cinema room. That was your library. That was your library. They only knew the experiences you've had way before you were 20. Way before. Let's change the topic quickly. Yes. So you must be ready to fight, to stay in the faith, to be in the faith. And then you also fight to serve God. That you also fight to serve God for a long time. Amen. Oh yes, you have to fight. You have to fight to stay in the ministry, to stay serving God, to stay in the faith, to stay in the front line, to stay in the front line. And never become someone who has stopped believing, who is switched off, who now criticizes churches, criticizes the move of God, criticizes the move of the Holy Spirit. You must fight that you never become that person. When you see something that you never experienced or you never saw, you have to say, play on. You have to rather encourage and say, this must be God. Once you read your Bible, you know what is God and what is not God. Ready for war. At 20, you must be ready for war. Let me show you 20 things that you must be ready for very quickly. 20 things you must be ready to do at 20. Number one, by the age of 20, a man is ready for war. Number two, by the age of 20, a man is ready to go to war and to die for his nation. According to the passages that we read, I didn't even read all for you. Number three, by the age of 20, a man is ready to go to war and to fight for any cause that is deemed appropriate. Four, by the age of 20, a man is ready to go to war and to fight to the death. Are you ready to believe in God? Believe in God, to go all out for God, to go all out for Him. You didn't mind me. You've all become like the sister there. Sister, they've caught your disease. I'm asking you that, are you ready to go all out for God? Yes. That was the question. But I think you were busy typing. Mm-hmm. Five. By the age of 20, a man is ready to kill or be killed in a war. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Look at the risks you've taken as an unbeliever. You don't want to make risks for God. This is when you must say that you are ready to go on missions. You are just waiting. You are just waiting to graduate and give the certificate of graduation to your parents. Because parents, we are very proud when our children graduate. And then this one, tell mommy, this one, I did it for you. Now the call of God is to me. I am ready now to go all out for God. All out for God. I've done everything you asked me to do. I've done everything. I've gone to school. I've done my master's. I've finished the bar. I've finished special. Whatever you want to be. Mommy, I've done it. You are the sweetest mother on earth. But please give me your blessing that I may serve Jesus, who has saved me and called me with a holy calling. Yes, please give me your blessing. I want to serve God. The world is perishing and they need to hear a voice. Please, mommy, please give me your blessing so that I can serve Jesus. I'll make you proud. Just as I've made you proud from the University of Manchester, I'll make you proud in the University of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. God wants more preachers like you. More preachers. Young. You have to start young. You have to start early. You have to start early. Wisdom says that they that seek me early shall find me. Oh, yes. You find God when you start looking for Him early. You experience Him. The anointings, the gifts, and you see them. You find it. You find it and you walk in it when you start early. You have to start early. Are they giving us the verse? Proverbs 8:17, yes. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Yes. 20 is early enough. Start early. Start early. Don't start later. You see, a genuine older person would tell you that, I wish I knew and heard the things you are hearing at your age. That's what they would tell you. A genuine, honest one would tell that, I wish I knew what you know now. I wish I knew it. I wish I knew it. I would have been a better person. Oh, yes. I would have been a better person. I wish, that's what they would tell, that I wish I knew it. Because knowing God early, getting saved early, finding salvation early, is one of the greatest blessings you can ever have in your life. One of the greatest blessings. Greatest blessings. You know, I got saved right after sixth form. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. A friend said to me once that if you had entered the university without Christ, Yes. And you see, it's more difficult to get saved after uni. Yes. After a certain age, it becomes more difficult and complex to be saved. Because you've developed all this. Even if you don't a lot of people say they don't believe in anything, but it's more difficult and complex to get converted.
That is why this is the time to get people saved. And you must thank God that you have been saved at this age. I mean, try witnessing to a 40-year-old person or a 45. First thing they'll tell you is that all the things you are doing, I've done it before. That's the first thing they'll say. Try witnessing to a 60-year-old man. Try telling him that he should give his life to Christ. And try witnessing to an 18-year-old or a 20-year-old, and you will see the difference. So if you have been saved by the grace of God at this age, never let go. Start serving God now and working for God now. How many things do you have so far? Oh, just five? 5 out of 20? When are we going to go home? 6. By the age of 20, a man is ready to be disciplined and prepared for war. That's why we have been trained. We have been trained for missions. We have been trained to serve God. We have been trained to work for God. We have been trained to fight for God, to fight for our faith, to defend our faith, to defend our faith. By the age of 20, number 7, a man is ready to forsake the pleasures of civilian life. Wow. 8. By the age of 20, a man is ready to live the life of a hardened warrior. 9. By the age of 20, a man is ready to be in war, which is a mission to extinguish the enemy. Hey, may Satan be extinguished in your time and in your season. Yes. 10. By the age of 20, a man is ready to be part of a war where he will march for hours in the heat and in the cold. Would you like to go witnessing in the heat and go witnessing in the cold? Only 5 people are listening to me. Yes. Or you only go witnessing during the summer? Yes. The heat and the cold. The heat and the cold. We'll go on evangelism. The heat and the cold. The heat and the cold. We'll serve God as though we don't have any personal problems. Yes. But you know, when you are young, you also have your issues, isn't it? You also have your battles. You also have your struggles, your deep struggles and your secret struggles and your internal struggles. But we'll fight and serve God with our struggles. We'll serve him. Be faithful. Yes, be faithful. 11. By the age of 20, a man is ready to be at war where he will take orders from authorities. That's what somebody will send you. Someone will say to you, go to Mauritius. Yes. Someone will say to you, go to Madagascar. Oh, yes. Someone will say to you, go to New Caledonia. So I'll say to you, go to Thailand. Yes. And you say, yes, sir. To the missions I go for Jesus, bearing the flag of Jesus, bearing the flag of the name of Jesus to the nations, to the nations. Yes. 12. By the age of 20, a man is ready to be in a war where he will live apart from his parents. By the time I finished the university, we had what we call national service. And I was posted into the deep end of the country. And I said to my parents, allow me to go. I want adventure. Adventure. That's what I said to them. Because in my country, you can change anything. So it was going to be, I said, no. Allow me to go. I pleaded, especially my father, I pleaded with him. that I want adventure. Because where I've been sent to, nobody has heard the name before. Even me, I've never heard the name before. So I sat on a coach. We moved off at 12 noon from the capital. And we arrived at 1 a.m. I had a Casio watch. I looked at it like that. Casio watch. Do you know Casio watch? I looked at it. It was 1:14 a.m. And I lifted up my head and I saw the bus had moved off. I saw, I can still see it as I'm telling you, the taillights going in the dark. And there I was standing in a place. I don't know anybody. I don't even know where to go to even go and report that I have come to serve my beloved country. There's nobody. There's no electricity. I didn't know when I got there. There's no electricity. There's no running water. Pitch black. 1 a.m., imagine, black. And I remember the words I've said to my dad, that I want an adventure. And I said to myself, welcome to the adventure. Welcome to the adventure. The only sound I could hear were the sound of cricket. Do you know cricket? Yes, that's the sound. I could hear crickets and pigs. And I was standing there, and the bus had disappeared into the darkness. And I had one little bag by me. One little bag. It was brown. I remember brown. It was next to me. The road was untarred. Red sand. And I was standing. Then suddenly, a little human being appeared about this tall. And spoke to me in the language. And I said to him, I don't understand. Then he changed to English. Then he asked me, do you want somewhere to sleep tonight? I think that boy must be an angel. Because I never saw him in that town again. I don't know who he is. I never saw him again. And I said to him, yes. And I picked my bag. And he said, come. I always remember, we turned left on a footpath. Tall grass to the left, tall grass to the right. I can't see anything, dark. I was just seeing this little boy walking. I don't know where he came from at 1 a.m. Why he was not asleep at 1 a.m. I believe in angels. Yes. So I followed him through the things. We must have walked for about 200 meters. And then I saw something like a hut or a building with thatched roof. Then he went and knocked on the door. And somebody opened. Then they spoke that language that I don't understand. They spoke that language. Then he pointed at me. Did you all this? I didn't even feel like I could be killed or anything back. I was just standing there in faith. He spoke to the person. And then he turned to me and said to me, he's like, come. And then he disappeared into the darkness. And the man at the door said, come in. So when I entered the room, it was one room. One room. What you call here a double room, a room that can take a double bed. Yeah. So it was a room about that size. About three or four people were asleep on the floor. And then there was one bed with three people on it. Asleep. So he said something. He shouted something at them. They didn't wake up. Then two moved a little bit. A double bed. There were three people. Two of them moved a little bit to this side. Then this one also moved. So there became a narrow space in the middle. Then he said, go and lie down. Ready at 20. Yes. So that little gap that I had, I remember I took my shoes. I don't even know whether I took my socks off. Nobody gave. I mean, I just went into the middle. And I remembered my mother's instructions. Don't put your head on somebody's pillow. Pillowcase. This. So now it's like, how do I even see? So I remember I was like this. And then I became a bit uncomfortable. So I turned this. When I turned this way, the guy to my right was facing me. And I realized that he was drunk. Because his breath. So I tried to face this other way. The same story. This one was also very drunk. So the breath. So I said to myself, how did I get here? So I ended up. Yes. That's how I stayed. By now I'm sure it must be getting to 2 a.m. At the first sound of the cock crow, I was off the bed. I was off the bed. Whichever human being was around, I said, show me where to go. Show me where to report. And they showed me where to go. And then, at least, I mean, I'm in London. I'm alive. Yes. So I lived. I lived there for 9 months. January to December. No texts, no phone call, nothing. Yes. I don't know why my parents also never came to look for me. Coming to think of it now. They were okay that I was okay. Because there was no communication from January to December of that year. There was no communication. I didn't see my parents. I didn't see my siblings. Nobody. I just lived there happily ever after. If you can do such adventures for my beloved nation, why can't I do it for Jesus? Yes. Why can't you do things for Jesus? I mean, you know places. I'm telling you my story now. You know places you've been, where you've gone, what you've done, what you've experienced. And now you are discovering that Jesus is also calling you to another adventure. Yeah, to an adventure. You don't want to take Jesus' adventure? Don't you want Jesus' adventure? Yes. You want Jesus' adventure? Yes. The people here don't seem to understand English. Hey. You like it here. Yeah. Do you understand? You want adventure for Jesus? Yes. Yes. All of our dancing stars. Do you like adventure? Yes. Okay. All right. Don't worry. I'll be back, okay? I'll give you another chance. It might be your last chance for today. Yes. How many have I told you about? 12. Number 13. Sit down. Let's take number 13. It's almost time to end the service. By the age of 20, a man is ready to be in war and take up responsibility of bearing weapons. Yes. 14. By the age of 20, a man is ready to be loyal to a cause. That's to die for Jesus. To take up your cross and follow him. That's what Jesus said. He said, take up your cross and follow. The cross is one of our key weapons and key symbols of what we believe in. Take up your cross and follow me. So as you are being called, ready at 20, say, I'm explaining to you what it means. Before it becomes a joke or it becomes just a dance. Is that you are ready to take the responsibility and carry weapons for Jesus. To carry your cross. To be loyal to a cause. That this is what I believe I am called. Not I believe I'm called today, then by tomorrow I'm not called anymore. Then I'm fighting churches, making comments for fighting churches, causing people to backslide. That is not a soldier of Christ. That's a fallen soldier or a fallen man, a man who has fallen from grace and Satan has taken advantage. Satan is riding like a horse.
That's the type of person that fights a church. So who has once upon a time said, I am called. I am called. Knelt down. Oil has been poured. We all said we are called. Consecrated and separated to the cause of Christ. But then now, you are not called anymore. Today is Sunday. You used to preach every Sunday. Today is Sunday. You have not even quoted a verse. That's a fallen man. That's a fallen man that needs prayer, needs the prayers of the saints. Yes. Because the person is fallen. Not someone whose words must disturb you or must be entertained. That you hear the words of such a person. And then it's like you are even considering what the person says. You are hearing the words of a fallen man, a fallen person, a fallen woman. Someone used to serve God, sing for God, excited about God. That they say to, doesn't believe in anything at all. That's a fallen person. That the scripture says Babylon is fallen. Yes, she's fallen. Babylon is fallen. There's a state, it's a place where people reach where that state is called fallen. No, fallen. Babylon is fallen. Revelation.
You try, but not this one.
Sometimes you need the spiritual eyes and the spiritual understanding to see what you are looking at. Some people this is a very dear, precious person, but the person has fallen. Yes, fallen. These are the words of a fallen man and a fallen woman. If there's anything you can give, it's maybe prayer or damn the person. To full harvest of their works and their deeds, may they be held accountable. Yes. I still fight churches. Yes. Fight churches. Fight anointed people. Speak proudly, proudly against God's chosen. Hey, Babylon is fallen. Is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. 15. By the age of 20, a man is ready to be a good soldier. Good soldier. The scripture says, endure hardness. The good soldier, endurance, stamina. Yes. Good soldier. Endure. So by the age of 30, you must be ready to endure. To have the stamina to persist. No matter what is coming at you, you say, yes, I'm serving God. I'm devoted to this cause. To serve God and to live for God. 16. I'm making it. By the age of 20, a man is ready to invade another person's country. That is as a missionary. As a missionary. Not a political mercenary. As a missionary for Jesus, to invade with the gospel, to go invade and go and teach the gospel and preach the gospel for souls to be saved, just as someone has preached and you are saved. Are you not glad that somebody came and he preached and you are saved?
Yes.
Are you glad or not?
Yes.
I think life has come there now. Okay, you relax, I'm coming, okay? I haven't forgotten about you. I'll give you a last chance before we go. Yes.
Yes, by the age of 20,
You should be counted. When we are talking, mentioning places, you should sit. It should sound very interesting to you that I would like to be the man to enter this country, with the flag of Jesus, that I have come in the name of the Lord. I've not come to fool. We travel, we go to places and come. Don't you go to, at this age, don't you tell your parents that I'm going on holiday with my friends. They don't even know what your friends look like. They don't even know what they look like. And they say yes, please. They say yes. Then you ask them. Can I have some money for something? Then they insult you, but they still transfer the money to you. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. And you go and you come. Why can't you be a missionary? Why can't you ask that I want to be a missionary? Yeah. Yeah. I finished uni. Yeah. I've got a good job. I've got a remote job. I can carry that job anywhere. I'm going with it with the flag of, this time with the flag of Jesus. With the flag of Jesus. To lift the name of the Lord high. For souls to gather, for people to be saved, By the age of 20, you must be ready to invade another country. Yes. Not to overthrow a government, but to overthrow Satan, to overthrow principalities, powers, and the rulers of the darkness of that world. Yes. Mm-hmm. How many do you have? By the age of 20, number 17. By the age of 20, a man is ready to travel far from his home. Far, like I did that 13 hours. Far from my home. Only to realize that I've ushered myself into a village. Eesh. Adventure. Oh, I went on the wild adventure. I'm telling you, well, I went. I mean, when I arrived home in September, man, I said I will never do such a thing again. Never. So by the age of 20, you must be ready to travel far from home. This time for Jesus. This time for Jesus. Please. Number 18, by the age of 20, a man is ready to go to war and never come back home. Never come back home. No, the price of a church is a life. That's the price of a church. In case you don't know, the price of a mission is a life. It's not regular visits. Or intermittent visits. Or holiday visits. I'm here for 6 weeks to see how things are going. No, the price of a mission is a life. Oh, yes. We're just on the islands where Samoa, Vanuatu, Fiji, Solomon Islands, and New Zealand. You know, as we're there and we see the churches in all these, I mean, real churches that have come out of the ministry of Bishop Doug, real churches with real human beings. Most of the places, the pastors there used to live here in England. I know them. They were my church members. Yes. But the person who went was Christmas Dad. He went to Australia first to enter into that region. The price to have the church in Australia, just the churches in all these places, was his life, her dad's life. That I'm moving. He was a pastor in North Kensington. Do you know North Kensington? Yes, he was comfortable in North Kensington. He was a pastor there, North Kensington. Yes. Not Solomon Islands, North Kensington. He was a pastor there. And he moved. He said, I always remember Bishop had a camp, double mega missionary camp. And he was talking about in 1997 or so. Or 1999, he was talking to people that patience, nobody. But Apostle Peter, he said, I will go. Do we have churches over there? But there are still more islands that are empty, that are looking for people at 20. When she was not born. 1999, were you born? When I look at your face, you were not born. I don't even have to ask you. But he said, I'll go. He said he'll go. And he went. And the door opened for that region. And others saw that, oh, it's possible to go somewhere. They said, oh, we'll come in, we are coming, we'll be there, we'll be around. Yes. But there are other islands. Yes. That's why I'm not speaking to 40-year-olds and 50-year-olds, but I'm speaking to people who can be ready at 20. People who are in a service called ready at 20. So what does the service mean? So if you don't like the meaning of your service, then you can move to lovely voice. Because there everything is lovely. Yes, lovely voice. But God is still looking for who said, you have a conviction. I'd like to take an island for God. I'd like to take an island for God. When you go there, you see the missionaries, they are there just by themselves, trying for God. It's beautiful. 19. Do you have 19 already? By the age of 20, a man is ready to be at war, where he will eat little and sleep very little. When you're at war, you eat little and you sleep little. When you're not at war, you eat a lot and you sleep a lot. Oh, I hear the voice. Who will go? Who will go? Who will go? Yes. Who will go? I mean, who will go? Who will do it? Who will? Who will? It's like I've shouted all evening. But it's like, who will go? Yes, who will? Who will take the flag to the nations? Who will take the message to the nations? It's nice to say praise the Lord to Bishop. Amen. Bishop, you are preaching. Preach! I'm telling you, who has called us according to his purpose? He had a plan. He had a plan. Don't miss the plan of God. Don't miss the plan of God. Don't miss his plan. Don't miss his purposes. Don't be stubborn towards his purposes. Because the alternative to his plans is usually not great. Yes, it's usually not great. Yes. So some of the other people, I can watch them. Sometimes I look at their lives and I say to myself, if only they could see that this is what it would be like if they didn't move on. If they didn't move on in the ministry. Yes, if only they had seen it, they would have moved. Because when I look at their lives, what's their life? What do you have now? The 40 people they had in their churches 20 years ago, they still have 40. Maybe it's even 38 now. Oh, yes. Going and coming like that, going and coming like that, going and coming. Instead of moving for Jesus and moving for God. Because you see the junction where, let me move for God. And then you don't move. Let me take a step for God. That you don't take the step, because it's like, you know, I have other things to sort out. Then there we are. Anyway, never mind. Let's go more by faith in God. So little sleep and very little sleep. Number 20. By the age of 20, a man is ready to go through untold pain and sacrifice. Untold pain and sacrifice. I thought today I was going to preach about ready at 20 just like Jesus. But we have done ready at 20 for war. We'll continue if Christ tarries. Next time we meet, stand to your feet. Yes.
Next time we'll do ready at 20, just like Jesus. How many of you like to be just like Jesus? Just like Jesus. We want to be just like Jesus. Just like, and it's not a joke. Just like you want to be, want to live and move and advance in the things of God, just like Jesus. Yes. And some of you must become shepherds, and you must become center leaders, center heads, in charge of things, just as training. It's just training. It's just training for a while, then you jump out. Training for a short while, then you move. Yes, but you see your desire and your interest has to show now that yes, now I can gather people, I can preach to people, I can hear people. Every anybody who is hearing my voice now, aim to be a shepherd, aim to be a shepherd, aim to be a basenta leader. Don't just be there, aim to be a basenta. Including all the film stars. You must all be basenta leaders, not actors. You must all be basenta leaders. All of you, as you are acting, you must have 10 people sitting in the congregation that you have brought to the service. All of them, including Mrs. Vapor. Yes. Yeah. All must do something for God. And don't blame anybody when you are not doing anything, because when you are doing your other things, you didn't call anybody. Who encouraged you to do some of the things you have done? How many of you have done things before? You understand English? Yes. Who was there? Who encouraged you to do it? Or who showed you what to do? Guess who church and the things of God, you're coming to blame somebody. Your things, who showed you what to do? Who showed you that's how it's supposed to be? We want to pray for ourselves, our Lord. We are ready at 20 for war, to live for you. Pray for yourself for a few moments. Just pray. Pray. Those at the back especially, pray. Pray for yourselves. Pray for yourselves. Lifting up your two hands and thanking God that He'll choose you. He'll choose you. That He would even choose you. He'll even consider you. He'll even give you the opportunity to even hear such a message, hear such a sermon. It's a call, message of God, the grace of God to choose you, to choose you, to hear His voice, to hear His word, to tell you to be ready at 20 for war. To live for Him, to fight the good fight of faith for Him. Thanking Him, thanking Him, thanking Him, thanking Him, thanking Him. praying to him, surrendering to him, shielding to him, shielding to him, shielding to him, shielding to God, shielding to his will, you shielding to his ways, shielding to his power, shielding to his guidance, shielding to his leadings, shielding to his power. Rabiata sanda, rabiata sanda, malimatosi makataya. Yay! Malamatoshi batala bakapaya. Milimikato sitaya. Milimikato sitaya dilibikaso mitafa. Malima deli bata shapa libitisaya. Ah, it's God. It's the Lord that you can feel. He's touching your heart. He's touching your heart. A seed has been sown in conviction of the Holy Spirit. It is the Lord. It is the Lord. It is the Lord. It is the Lord at work in you tonight. Mala matini mikapataya. Matoli mitoli mikapata sipa. Paya dili miyaba dili mikapota samaya. Jesus, I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for this blessed opportunity. Thank you for calling us. Thank you for saving us and calling us for your purpose, Lord. We are ready for your purpose. We are ready for your plan. We are ready for your leading, Lord. Let your will be done in us, Lord. Thank you for this great army that you have called, Lord, for great works in your name and for your name, Lord. I give you thanks and I give you praise today. In Jesus' name. Tonight, I want to pray for you. I want to pray specially for you. You're here. You want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to give my life to Jesus. Pastor, please pray with me. Somebody invited me. Someone told me, let's go to church. Or you've been going to church, but deep in your heart, you feel far from God. You can tell that you don't have a relationship with him. And tonight, you want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to have a personal relationship with God. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want Jesus to be the Lord of my life. Whether it's your first time, second, third, fourth, fifth, seventh, whatever it is, Pastor, pray with me. While every eye is closed and every head is bowed, if you're here like that, very quickly, just lift up your right hand. Say, yes, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. Just lift up your right hand right now. Just lift up high so I can see you. Just your right hand. God bless you. God bless you. I can see your hand. I can see your hands. I can see your hands. You also want to join in. You want to say, yes to the Lord. Yes. Today is your day. This is your day. Don't feel shy. Don't think about anybody. You want to give your life to Jesus. Maybe you've even done it before you backslid. You want to say, Lord, I want to rededicate and commit my life to you. I want to come back to you. I want this fire. I want this relationship. I want this fellowship with the Holy Spirit. With the Holy Spirit, I want to come back to Jesus. Just your right hand. Keep it up, 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 keep it up. Don't think about anybody. Don't think about, just think about yourself. Yourself and God. Yourself and God. Are you ready to meet your God? Are you ready to stand before God? Just your right hand and I'll pray with you. Ah, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Now, if you have your hand lifted up, I want to do one more thing. I want to come to me here in the front. Come out of your seat. Come, come all the way. Come. 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 Even if you lift up your hand, you can come. You can come. I'm waiting for you. Come.
His calling, his grace will be your covering. His blood will flow freely. Grace will be your God.
this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for today. Thank you for dying on the cross just for me. Say, Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sins. I believe Jesus is alive. I believe he rose up on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Please be the Lord of my life. I invite you into my life today. Please take over my life. I want to live for you. I want to serve you. And I want to please you. Say, Heavenly Father, please wash me with the blood of Jesus. Thank you for accepting me and making me a child of yours. Please write my name in the book of life. Mention your name and say, Heavenly Father, this is my name. And mention your name and say, please write this name in the book of life. Say, thank you, Father. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for choosing me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, may they be blessed in your house. And may they be blessed in the faith. In Jesus' name. Amen. Beautiful. Can you see the lady with that follow me right there? It means she wants you to follow her. She'll talk to you briefly and she'll be nice to you. So please go this way with her. Missions. I want you to lift up your two hands wherever you are. I want to pray for you. Actually, I want you also to step forward briefly. I want to pray with you. You believe it. You believe it. Not you are imagining it. You believe that this is your place and this is your calling. I want you to come and stand here and lift up your two hands and talk to God, because God can see you. Talk to him. Talk to him. Pray to him. I want you to pray to God that this desire and this calling will never fall by the wayside, but it shall be fulfilled. You have come to the altar. You have come to the altar. That, Lord, I believe it. I believe it, Lord. I know you have called me. I know you have chosen me, Lord. May I have the opportunity to stand before you, to serve you, to serve you, Lord, to serve you, Lord. To serve you in this rank and in this opportunity, Lord. Oh, talk to him. 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 That this desire will never die. It will never be taken away from you. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Grace. 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 Grace, 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 grace and mercy is the grace that is drawing, is the grace that is choosing, is the grace that has called you. Grace, oh God, grace, oh God, grace, oh God. Now, oh God, I pray for these that you have touched and you have drawn to your work. I pray for them, Lord. I pray, Father, let this desire never disappear. May the enemy who will try to take the desire away be accursed. May his voice be cursed. May his actions be cursed. May his moves be cursed, Lord. And Father, I pray for an opportunity
that holy special opportunity, that open door to stand before you, Lord. May they have it. May they have it. May they find themselves standing before you and serving you, O God. May that opportunity come to pass, Lord. May she serve you, Lord. May she serve you, Lord. Bless them that they may serve you. Bless them to serve you, Lord. May they serve you. Satan will never have you. May they serve you, Lord. May they serve you, O God. May they serve you, O God. Mali matoshi makosta taya. May he stand before you to serve you.
Thank you, Lord.
May they become servants of yours. Servants of yours. May they never fall by the wayside. May they serve you. Yes. May nothing take away this desire. May nothing take away this calling. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. May they stand before you. May they stand before you. You will never fall by the wayside. Never, ever. Never. 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 Opportunity. Yes. Give them that opportunity to stand before you. To serve you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, sweet Holy Spirit. May he stand before you to serve you. To serve you. To serve you. Yes. Oh, yes. 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 May he stand before you. May they stand before you. May they stand before you. Power belongs to Jesus. Power belongs to Jesus. Yes. Satan will not have you. You belong to Jesus. You belong to Jesus. Yes, Lord. Give them that chance to stand before you. Yes. Chosen. Chosen by the Lord. Chosen by the Lord. Chosen by him. Chosen by him. Chosen by his. Yes. Open doors. May your lives never be wasted. Boldness. Boldness to walk through open doors. Ah, Lord. It shall not be wasted. It shall not be wasted. Your life will not be wasted. Your life will not be wasted. Stand before him. Stand before him. Yes. The spoiler will not have you. The spoiler will not have you. You belong to God. You belong to him. You belong to Jesus. Mami Matoshi Tastatan. Yes. For him. For him. For the Most High. For the Most High. For the Most High. Yes. You are his. You are his. From the foundations of the earth. For its purpose. Yes. Yes. Mother Matisha. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. You are his. You belong to Jesus. You belong to Jesus. You belong to Jesus. You are his. You are his for life. His for life. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled. Yes. You are his for life. You are his for life. Father, thank you. May your hand remain on them. May your hand stay on them. That they may serve you all their days, all their days, all their years, for you, Lord, for you, Lord, for you, Lord. It is the Lord, it is the Lord, it is the Lord, it is the Lord.
All their years for you, O God. All their years for you, Lord. I pray all their years for you, Lord. All their years for you. All their years for you. All their years for you, Lord. 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 Let it be. Let it be their story. Let it be their testimony. Thank you for this blessing. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We hope that you've been blessed by this message. For more information, follow us on social media. Search for First Love London on Facebook and YouTube, and First Love UK on Twitter and Instagram. Have a blessed week.